Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, The Phenomena of the 80s, on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. The Astrology Hour comes to you weekdays from 12 noon to 1 o'clock, and Tuesdays, special expanded edition from 12 noon to 2 o'clock. The Astrology Hour has been supported by the public going on 5 years on KFOX, and that is called the Astrology Hour Club. Today's topic is going to be called Spiritual Vacation. And in case you don't know what a spiritual vacation is, then maybe you need one. We're going to talk about the importance of the spirit side of your personality today, the importance of why it is also absolutely essential for you to plug into the spirit side of your nature, more than just meditating, if you do meditate once or twice a day, more than just relaxation and calming yourself. And there are a lot of you that don't even meditate. It is absolutely necessary, in my opinion, once again, to refer back to the spirit within that dwells within and to plug into the oneness of the universe, the oneness with God, this element that we all have, that we all share, that we oftentimes forget about or somehow override. So today I am going to tell you how to have a vacation in the spirit, which I feel is very important to take at least once or maybe twice, sometimes three times a year. And hopefully it'll be exactly what you need to hear to help you balance out the scales in your life and make your life that much better, that much more happier. So a very interesting topic, spirit vacation, a first-time topic here on KFOX. Now let's talk about the spirit vacation here. In everyday life, stress levels can be astronomical. Oftentimes, especially if you have Scorpio planets, you might have a Pisces moon, could have some Cancer planets. Oftentimes, we know we're sensitive, but we like to hide it. We like to hide the emotion. We like to bottle the stress, and sometimes it comes out in weird places. Like we smoke, we drink, we go and we take drugs. We will be obsessed with things like movies and think that they'll somehow alleviate the stress. We might try to take up and squeeze meditation in once or twice a day, which would help. And we might also try to just go driving or go jogging or walking. There's all kinds of ways people handle stress. But the truth of the matter is, you could chant, Hare Krishna, go to weather, Hare Krishna, you know, whatever it is. But actually, the best way, you can go to a ball game, that's right. But the best way, really, I have found to dump a lot of stress and to literally pull away from the third dimension and everything in it is to, first of all, recognize that you do need a vacation of the spirit, that actually it is very important that everyone take a vacation of the spirit, not just to lower stress levels, but to improve your overall body situation as far as temple of the soul is concerned, definitely to allow you to detox your stress and sometimes also detox your body, and also to improve your overall attitude and confidence and success levels and success factors. We are often so busy in this rat race that we call life, especially in Los Angeles and Southern California, that we forget about the spirit. And then we have these hard transits, real tough transits. Like a lot of us that have early cardinals are go-getters. We are the freight trains. If you don't know what early cardinals are, well, cardinal signs are Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. And if you have early cardinals in your chart like I do, I have Mars, Neptune, and rising in Libra, Venus in early Cancer. And if you have early cardinals in your chart, then you are one of those go-getting freight train type people that don't like to stop, like to go, 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 let's go, let's do it, let's initiate, let's innovate, let's create. And sometimes when we have these hard, hard transits with Sun early Aries, Mercury and Venus on the way to early Aries, Saturn and Uranus and Capricorn with Neptune, so much goes on that we find out that sometimes we wake up in the morning or late at night and we feel awful. And we can't really put our finger on a lot of times what the problem is, because if you take a look at your life, you might not have perfection in your life, but oftentimes the early cardinal type of people have everything they need. Remember that song by the Rolling Stones, you can't always get what you want, but oftentimes you sometimes get what you need. That's really what life is all about. If you do a certain amount of karmic favors to yourself and patch up some debts from past lives, you do a few dharmic deeds for society, then oftentimes the universe will reward you, if not all the time, and deliver things to you that you need to live and to survive and to basically be comfortable. Now, of course, a lot of us are upset because we can't have everything. People want lots of money. People want lots of power. People want the perfect relationship. They want the best kids. They want the best house. Come on. You can't be a big baby about this. If you're happy, you're healthy, you have clothes, you have food, you have shelter, you have a car, you have some insurance, and you have a couple of good friends around, maybe a good pet, you're fine. You're doing fine. But sometimes you wake up in the morning or late at night and you sit there and you'll say to yourself, there's something wrong here. There's something that is definitely wrong here. There's something wrong here. And you know, oftentimes, if you're not allowed the space to dwell and have communion with the spirit that dwells within you, one or two or three or all of your chakras may be closed down, and the stress that you have compounded from this freight train that we have talked about here on today's show can actually create an air of uneasiness compounded with the hard transits from Capricorn and Aries, if they are affecting your cardinal planets, where life will really seem sort of weird, you know, lost its flavor, tainted, and there's really nothing wrong. And what you're really being told to do here is to stop everything. Tell that nonstop freight train to hold it, hold your horses. Doesn't mean to run out to Vegas or Palm Springs or San Luis Obispo or Big Sur or whatever and have a long romantic weekend filled with lust and sex and drinking and partying. Some people, their ideas of vacation, when I go on cruise ships to work and do my lecturing and such, it never fails to amaze me how people are so physical with their vacations, dancing and drinking and sex and running and traveling, that they really don't allow themselves to dwell and have communion with the spirit. That's why so many times when people come back from vacations, they're exhausted, because not only have they been drained before they left and their spirit screams out for communion, but they've also drained themselves during the vacation. So when they get back, they really need a vacation. Well, what actually am I saying here? What I'm really trying to say here is, first of all, you have to recognize, number one, that your spirit needs to rest, which means that you need to be made aware of this higher part of yourself, this battery that exists on the other side that is connected to us. I kind of see a human body as like sort of like a kite with a long cord that leads back to the higher self that flies it to this dimension, right? And usually when, number one, by recognizing you do have a spirit, number two, by also recognizing that this spirit needs to recharge and have communion with the body and the soul together, and number three, by also recognizing that sometimes you need to be alone, away from society, career, family, residence, environment, and people, just to put yourself in a space where you can feel center of the universe for 1, 2, 3, even 5, or even 10 days, and allow yourself to gain chakra control, to gain aura control and clarity, to detox your body by maybe fasting or by taking herbs or certain foods that would help supplement your health. And this way, by going into what we call a mass meditation cycle, where if you know how to meditate, that's fine. Usually we only meditate in the morning and at night for 20 minutes each session, 20 minutes in the morning, 20 minutes in the afternoon. I recall a time in my life when I required a spiritual vacation, very, very, very emergency, because I'd just come out of a 10-year career stunt in corporations, and even though I was studying astrology and learning astrology, I really hadn't taken a spiritual vacation in about 10 years. Woo! That puppy will never happen again. Well, I got in the car, drove to Fresno, drove up to Oakhurst, and then went into Fish Camp, which is just south of Yosemite. And I stayed at Fish Camp, California, which is about 6,000 elevation, during off-season. Nobody was there, and I stayed there for about a week. And all I did was I was there on vacation with my spirit. I meditated. I went into trances sometimes for 1 or 2 hours. I walked in the woods. I sat on a rock. I sat in a stream. Just like an American Indian ethic, I absorbed the Manitou of the spirit in the woods, in the water, in the air, in the earth. I was allowed to recharge myself and have this spiritual vacation to create a more proper, stable vehicle with more authentic, clear foundation, right? Detox my body from the fasting and the herbs I was taking, And also the air is lighter up there in Yosemite, so you are asked to breathe more, right? And it wasn't Yosemite, it was fish camp. You know, it's just south of you, about 20 miles south of Yosemite, which is like a desolate area. Real nice cabins up there, but it was desolate enough for me to take a spirit vacation. And the problem that we have oftentimes, and people call me up on the phones, right? And they say, Farley, I haven't had a job. What's happening with my career? How about my relationships? I don't think these people are qualified to have a career or relationships, many of them, because they haven't grounded themselves. They haven't centered themselves. They haven't de-stressed or detoxed. They haven't taken a spiritual vacation maybe for 10 years. They're too busy eating, watching TV, watching soaps, listening to radio, reading, going out partying with friends, relatives, or whatever, or worrying and stressing themselves out. And when you take a spiritual vacation, the one thing you don't want to do is be negative. You want to sit there and maybe write down affirmations. Can you imagine taking 5 to 7 days in the woods, in a cabin at high elevation, all alone, and having communion with your spirit and the universe, with God, having communion? That is often how some of our highest masters and higher sages actually come to grips with truth and further truth. These people spend 40, 50 days in the desert. Some people go and spend it in the woods. Some people go in the ocean. That's funny. You go out there and you are allowed the time and the energy with no distractions, no phones, no television, no people, just maybe a few birds, a rabbit, a squirrel, whatever, a chipmunk, the wind, the water from waterfalls and the lake, and yourself and your ability to breathe and to take in energy and your ability to visualize and image yourself. You know, I like Terry Cole Whitaker because she actually lives in a spiritual vacation. She lives in the middle of Washington somewhere, and she has these spiritual retreats that people come to. Of course, Terry follows me on Tuesday, Terry Cole Whitaker, my old buddy. But the funny thing is that I think usually we do a topic on the Astrology Hour, the topic that is most needed to be heard by the most people that listen to this show. Sometimes I don't know why I come up with these topics, but I normally come up because it is your spiritual vote that this is what you need to hear and this is what you want to hear. And a lot of you are so stressed out right now that there's really nothing wrong with your life, but you just haven't allowed your soul and your body and your chakra system and your etheric web and your astral body to cleanse itself, to gain clarity, and to restructure itself and have a needed spiritual rebirth at this time. And even if it means getting away for 2 days, and of course, we might have thousands of people run off to Fish Camp, California. You might want to make reservations first if that happens. It doesn't have to be Fish Camp. It can just be you driving anywhere until you find a place where you can settle in for 1, 2, even 3 days and get into some spiritual clarity where you can think positive thoughts, loving thoughts, spend the time to control your chakras, open the root, the spleen, the stomach, the heart, the throat. If you're lucky, the brow and the crown chakra in that order, right? If you know how to open your chakras, you should probably read about it first before you try it. But being able to gain clarity and grounding and have communion with your soul and your spirit. Of course, when you come back into Los Angeles after your spirit vacation, you may have a little shock. Your system may go into a little shock because of all the interference in the air from all these people's auras that are in spiritual shock and from all this electromagnetic energy that's in the air from the planes, from the cars, from the electrical systems. Some people go on a spiritual vacation and their choice is to move out of LA. They decide that it's been so painful down here that they decide they want to go someplace else, like Sedona or Big Sur or whatever, Canada. But that's okay, because in spiritual vacation periods, sometimes you come to grips and you get such clarity and such realization that you can't really get from a therapist or a counselor or a reader. Can you believe? People run their lives pell-mell, freight train. They make sure they see their therapist once or twice a week. And really what they probably really need is about a month off in spiritual vacation to ground themselves, clear their chakra, and dump some of this high-level stress that stays pent up in our emotions and in our etheric systems, that through spiritual vacation we can actually process this stuff and actually reach completion. One place that I love to go to for spiritual vacation on the famous Alaska cruise by Holland America Lines in the summer. I've been there about 5 times where I'll just get on a ship by myself and I'll go up there and meditate and pray by the glaciers for about a week. And then all you'll hear is like this, these huge hundreds of tons of ice pouring into the water. You know, it's so magnificent. And eagles flying. And more than once, I've gone up to Alaska, Glacier Bay there, and Sitka and Juneau and such, and actually just being on the water alone, even though I'm on a ship filled with people, just to be meditating on a chair facing the ocean for a week to 10 days. Whoa. It allows you to come back to Los Angeles and you're recharged. It's like getting your tank filled. I mean, you need more than water. You need more than air and more than food. You need more than shelter, more than clothing to be happy and survive. You really need spiritual communion with yourself. And you wonder why. You wonder why people have heart attacks. You wonder why people get cancer. You wonder why people have, God forbid, AIDS or flu or any kind of diseases or imbalances. You know what this is telling me more than anything else? That the person's soul system, that their energy system, and their etheric web is so scrambled and so cluttered with stress and multidimensional levels that they don't even know what a spirit vacation is, much less take one, that eventually the system shuts down. And there's no telling why all of a sudden the person who runs pell-mell their whole life, a guy that works 60, 70 hours a week, coffee, donuts, cigarettes, whatever, 60 years old, bam, cardiac arrest. Well, whether he survives that or not, his system is saying, no, if you won't take a spiritual vacation, we're going to throw you in the hospital for 3 weeks. That'll do it. Then these guys get in the hospital and they're still on the phones calling their bookies and they're still on the phones with their offices. They don't know how to leave this world behind. And then you wonder why they go back for another bypass and another bypass and another. Some of them have 5 of them. If somebody told me, which I don't, that I had a health problem, but I'm not, I'm healthy, then what I would do, I would go on a spirit vacation. Before I got any more tests, I would go off alone with some fresh water and some fresh herbs, detox my body, fast, meditate, and pray. This is my way. It might not work for you. But I would fast, meditate, pray, visualize an image, love the light and positive power in my life. And I bet you automatically you set up your healing systems. You allow yourself to be into such a clear state of groundedness that all your healing systems, because your body is such a powerful implement of magical abilities, that by taking this spiritual vacation, you allow yourself to set yourself up into such an aura of perfection that almost, if not all of your problems, mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, will clear up. Can you imagine trying to get a relationship to work when both people in that relationship require a spiritual vacation? That's right, alone, without the other. You get into these relationships, and what do? You fight together one day, you fight together the next day, you fight. You know why? Because your etheric systems are so compounded with stress, and maybe you are one of these people with early cardinals. And also early mutables now, because with the Pisces transits and with Jupiter and Mars and Gemini, people with Virgo, Gemini, Sag, and also Pisces are affected by this compounded spiritual stress also. And needless to say, Leo, Taurus, Scorpio, and Aquarius just went through this with the Aquarius transits. So most people are pretty stressed out, and most people need a spiritual vacation. Now, I like to take one at least once a month. Even if it means sitting in my apartment all weekend, doing nothing but meditating, praying, and affirming myself, at least I know that I'm creating that time in the spirit for communion with my higher self and my multidimensional self to process the stress that can't compound from a freight train type lifestyle. Heavy, huh? Very important. I saw a nice lady, a member, a friend of ours, and a client of mine, Betty, who came in for a reading yesterday, and she showed me her transit. She showed me how much stress that was going on in her transit. She got the advanced transits, which she said she really loved when she got them. And she pointed to me, she says, look at all this stress in these transits. And you know what? This shows for a lot of people, Betty, but it's for you too. Because before you make any of your choices, I recommend you also take a spiritual vacation, especially when any of your transits are running hot or hard or difficult. I love this topic and I need to hear it so much. I have to admit something to you. I need a spiritual vacation. There's nothing wrong in my life. My life is wonderful. Actually, I'm more stable and balanced than I've ever been. And really, there's no reason why I shouldn't be happy. I don't have everything that I may feel I deserve, but I do have everything I really need. I really do. One thing that you need more than anything else from this topic, guess what? It's your spirit. It's your best friend. You should be best friends with your spirit and your higher self. And if you don't have the time to form that communion and see that relationship, you're missing it. You're blowing it. I need to take a spiritual vacation, and I'm going to do it this weekend. And I did this topic for me, just like I did it for a lot of the rest of you, because my Venus in Cancer, my little chart ruler's getting bomb blasted from all these transits, and there's nothing wrong. So I owe income tax, no problem, I'll pay that. And so my relationships aren't happening, that's okay. But my life is good. I have so many things I've waited for and dreamed for my whole life that I really can't complain. What I really do need is a spirit vacation, and a lot of you might need it too. So take this topic for what it's worth, and if you recorded it, congratulations, a great show to have on file, The Spirit Vacation Now, one of my favorite shows. And once again, God bless any of you and all of you that have just joined, supported the show, or renewed your membership.